AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary, hosted by me, Spencer. Well, wouldn't you know it, we are now beginning season 7, season of the witch, season G. We are in the G's. Oh, golly G. Hey, let's talk about the G's. Is there anything to say? Let's just start off, because I don't say it very often. You can follow me on social media at DictionaryPod. I'll be posting, you know, G words periodically. My personal is at SpeedJampar, which I really haven't been doing a lot of posting on, you know, in all of these weird political times. Why am I going to share a picture of my goofy face wearing a hat or something? I don't know. But let's get back to business. You can write a review on Apple Podcasts, and I think Spotify, you can. Oh, that would be great. It would make me feel so good if you gave me all those stars. I love stars. I love stardust. We are all stardust. You can also join the Patreon for $1 a month. If you already did that, you don't need to hear me say that. And you'll already be listening to this episode or watching it on video before everybody else. Wouldn't that be great? You can buy some merchandise. The link is in the show notes. You can watch this on YouTube, on my YouTube channel, SpeedJampar. Go check that out. Subscribe. Watch all the videos. I got dictionary playlists and other stuff. And I think that's all good for now. I'm going to scratch my nose and now start talking about the words. Here we go, starting off real strong with just the letter G. This is the first form. It is a noun. Let's quickly talk about the pronunciation. It's G, and the pronunciation is spelled with a J because it's a J sound. Why don't we call this the letter G? So it has a G sound, like the letter G usually has. Can we change this letter? Can we start calling it letter G? Oh, that would be, or just G, maybe just G. Anyway, this is often capitalized. This is from before the 12th century. It is a noun. I don't know if I said that. 1A, the seventh letter of the English alphabet. Number 7. Lucky number 7, that's where we're at. 1B, a graphic representation of this letter. I think people write it a couple of different ways. Maybe, I don't know. The lowercase g is an O with a thing that goes down and it curls under the O. It doesn't curl away from the O, it curls under the O. And the capital, of course, is a big ol', it's like a C. It's like a capital C with a vertical piece at the end. I don't know of another way to describe that. Number 1C, a speech counterpart of orthographic G. And this fancy G, so this one, it's sort of like the regular G, but it's like the O with the thing that goes under. It sort of looks like it's facing left. But this one, this italics one, I don't know if it's a specific font. It looks like it's facing to the right. it's an O, and then the part underneath kind of comes from the left side, and it's kind of like a fancy O underneath. So yeah, that's another way to write G or G. Number two, the fifth tone of a C major scale. Ba, 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 ba. I don't think those notes were right. They were a whole note or a major scale notes, but they might not have been C, D, E, B, C, D, E, F, G. I don't know. Number three, a graphic device for reproducing the letter G. So that would be like a little printing thing. I'm going to reproduce G, little printing thing, print it. Number four, one designated G, especially as the seventh in order or class. How many things have at least seven orders or class? Maybe a military thing? Are you your G class? Like, oh man, seventh? Eh, that's not that great. Number five, the synonym is acceleration of gravity, and it looks like the etymology for this one is the G from the word gravity. So would this be used in like a formula maybe? G means gravity. But also, a unit of force that is equal to the force exerted by gravity on a body at rest and is used to indicate the force to which a body is subjected when undergoing acceleration. Oh, that was a lot of information for my brain. I don't know if you could handle it, but I couldn't handle it. I just can't handle the G-forces. I would love to go into one of those. I'm sure G-Force will be in here somewhere. I would love to go into one of those machines to see how many G-forces I can handle. I don't know. It looks kind of fun. You're getting... And there's those machines. There's those rides at the carnivals, which I don't think I've ever been on one of those, where they spin really fast and you get pushed up against the wall. I would like to do that. Why have I never been on one? Experience those G-forces. Those G-forces. Okay, number six. This is slang, and it is a sum of $1,000. And the etymology for this one says this G stands for grand. One grand. What a grand number a grand is. It's 1,000. Why do we use 1,000? Why do we use the word grand for 1,000? How many grands you got? I got 2 grands of sand grains. A grand. Sum of $1,000. Maybe it doesn't have to be dollars. Maybe it could be other forms of money. Do they still use grand for those G's? Give me some G's. Number seven. Something shaped like the letter G. What is shaped like the letter G? Nothing else is just G. All right. Well, that was it for that. And I forgot I have to do a sound effect. What shall be a fun sound effect? I shall go. Okay, next we have the second form of G, just the lowercase letter G. This one is an abbreviation. Number one, acceleration of gravity. And then also just gravity. Yes, if you look at those mathy formulas, you'll see G. Let's look up a good, what's a good math formula with G? I guess I'll just type that. Math formula with, I guess I'll type gravity. Let's make it a little bit more specific. Here's a fun one. Newton's law of universal gravitation. So is this just about gravity in general? So F is the gravitational force between two masses. G, I have to give you what they mean first before I read you the formula. G is the universal gravitational constant, which is 6.67 times 10 to the negative 11 capital N m to the 2 divided by kg, is that kilogram squared to the 2. Then we also have in this Newton's law of universal gravitation, we have m1, that's sub 1, and m sub 2, and those are the masses of the two objects. And then r, lowercase r, is the distance between the centers of the two objects. So you take m1 times m2, you multiply the two masses, then you divide that by the distance between the centers of the two objects squared. So you take the distance of the between the centers, you square it, and then you divide the masses multiplied by that number. Then you take that number and you multiply it by g, which is the universal gravitational constant. And then you get your gravitational force between the two masses. Look at that. You can figure it out yourself if you know all those numbers and things. Great. Number two for just G abbreviation is game. You want to go play a game? You want to play a G? If it's a gambling game, you got to put down a G to play the game. Put down a G to play the G. Number three is gauge. G-A-U-G-E. Number four is gelding. All of those can be abbreviated just to the letter G. Oh, we got some more. Wait, sorry. Number five, gender. Number six, good. Number seven, gram. There we go. All of those can be abbreviated to just the letter G. Next is the first form of capital letter G. This is also an abbreviation for number one, German. Number two, giga, like gigabyte. Number three, guanine. And number four, gulf, like the Gulf of Mexico. That is what it has been called for many years, and I think it should be staying. It should stay being called that. Number two, the second form of the capital letter G. This is a certification mark. I don't remember seeing one of those. This is used to certify that a motion picture is of such a nature that persons of all ages may be allowed admission. Compare to, we have some other versions. We have NC-17, PG, PG-13, and R. And I don't understand why they put them in that order. I think they should have put them in the order of PG, PG-13, R, and NC-17. So this is the rating system that we use here in America. If you are not familiar, if you are not of America or are in America and you have not paid attention to the movie ratings, this is what we use. G is the lowest rating, so anybody is allowed to see it because it is just so tame. So tame. This is not typically the type of movie that I will go see, but there are definitely some that I will. You know, I assume most probably Pixar movies, a lot of them might be PG. I don't know. But, you know, Disney movies, other sorts of kid-friendly movies, they're G. Now we have GA. This is an abbreviation for the word gauge, like a tire gauge, a pressure gauge. Next is the first form of capital G, lowercase a. It is an abbreviation for Georgia. The state of Georgia gets the two letters to ga. The second form of capital G, lowercase a, is a symbol for gallium, one of the elements on the periodic table. I wish I knew the elements song. There's abba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba-dibba. I don't know all the words because I don't know all the elements. Maybe someday I'll memorize that. Gallium. Okay, now moving on to capital. Both letters are capitalized now, the G and the A. Abbreviation for number one, Gamblers Anonymous. Maybe the gamblers are playing a G with their G. With their grandma. Number two, general agent. Number three, general assembly. Number four, general average. Number five, general of the army. And number six, Georgia. You can capitalize both letters for Georgia, for all of the states. I think they're usually both capitalized. A lot of things Let's start with general. Get abbreviated to GA. Okay, next. This is GAAP, all caps. GAP.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is an abbreviation for Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. So I guess accountants will use this term for Generally Accepted Accounting Principles. What are those principles that accountants, you know, accept generally? Ah, those are the GAAPs. Ah, yes, the GAAPs. Now we have the word GAB. Arguably, or maybe objectively, the first real word in this episode, in this G season. GAB, first form. This is an intransitive verb from 1786. It is to talk in a rapid or thoughtless manner. The synonym is chatter. Sometimes if I really get going, I can be a real chatterbox, a real gabby gab, just gabbing, just talking. But I sort of think of gab as a little bit different, but I think we're going to see that in the next form. Gabber, that is a noun. Just talking. Maybe it doesn't even make any sense. Maybe you're just talking to talk, just talking to fill up the time. We're just talking, we're gabbing, that's it. Rapid or thoughtless manner. Like that, maybe? The second form of gab is a noun from 1790. The synonym is talk, especially idle talk. Just maybe small talk would be gab. This is maybe you're gabbing with your friends, gabbing with your family, gabbing with your people. Whoever those people are, you're gabbing, you're talking. It's just we're catching up. We got to know. We haven't seen each other in so long. We got to gab. We got to know what's going on. We got to hear the gossip, the tea. Give us that tea as we gab. And maybe we shall drink some tea. The third form of gab is a noun from 1939. The synonym is the second definition for the word gabardine, which is coming up real quick. Next is GABA, G-A-B-A, all caps. It is an abbreviation for gamma aminobutyric acid. Gamma hyphen. The next part is one word, aminobutyric, and then acid there at the end. GABA. What is it? I don't know what it is. I guess we'll learn later. Now we have gabardine. And of course, I have to say it. Gabardine. Because that is one of the words that is said in that animation that I made when I did the visuals, but I did not do the audio, called Bulbous Bouffant. Oh, gabardine, we gotcha. We found ya. Gabardine is a noun from 1520. Number one, the synonym is the number one definition for gabardine. What? You're saying it's the same word, but it's spelled different. So, the word that we're talking about now is G-A-B-A, G-A-B-A, R-D-I-N-E. This other one is G-A-B-E-R-D-I-N-E, which will be at the end of this episode. So, they're the same, I guess. Number 2A is a firm, hard-finished, durable fabric as of wool or rayon, twilled with diagonal ribs on the right side. The right side? And then 2B is a garment of gabardine. And to be perfectly honest, I don't know if I'm aware of this. I don't think I even know what this is. Let's look up gabardine. Gabardine. Well, images. We obviously got to be looking up images so we can see. There's some jackets. Some, what do you call them? Not straight jackets. They're like, you know, these like long beigey colored jackets. But yes, I see a lot of these have this sort of diagonal pattern to it. It's not quite a corduroy, but yeah, gabardine? I don't know. I don't know my fabric's so good. Next part that I am supposed to read here. This is from Middle French. Gavardine? However the French say, it's a V instead of a B. Something like that. Okay, next is... Ooh, that got intense at the end. Now we have the word gabble. G-A-B-B-L-E. Verb from 1577. We are starting with intransitive. Number one, to talk fast or foolishly. And the synonym is jabber with a J. Jabber, gabble. Oh, we don't use this word very much, I don't think. Gabbling. We're just gabbling. Sometimes I feel like I'm gabbling all day long, just chatting, talking when I'm doing this especially. Oh boy, there's a lot of words that come out of my mouth when I'm doing this sometimes. Let's stop. Number two, to utter inarticulate or animal sounds. Inarticulate or animal sounds? Like what might that be? Meow. Meow. There, I gabbled for you. Next is the transitive verb definitions, and there's just one. To say with incoherent rapidity. I definitely feel like sometimes I talk too fast when I'm talking to somebody, explaining something, saying a story, whatever it is, and I feel like I'm gabbling. I feel like they're like, whoa, dude, you gotta slow down. And so I'm trying to slow down. I'm trying to slow down. The synonym for this one is babble. Babble and gabble, the same thing, I guess. Gabble is also a noun, and gabbler is also a noun. Gabbler, being a gabbler, chatting, talking quickly, inarticulately, incoherently. Now we have gabbro. G-A-B-B-R-O, noun from circa 1828. This is a granular igneous rock composed essentially of calcic plagioclase, a ferromagnesian mineral, and accessory minerals. You know, those accessory minerals, like maybe your purse mineral, or maybe your necklace mineral, you know, all of those accessory minerals. Gabbro. Gabbroic is an adjective. So this is a type of rock. That's what it is. Gabbro is a type of rock. This is Italian, probably modified of the Latin glaber, which means smooth. And there's more at the word glad. So is this rock smooth? Because it says it's from the, possibly, probably from the Latin word for smooth? Maybe. I don't have any gabbro to check. Next is gabby, G-A-B-B-Y, adjective from 1719. The synonyms are talkative and, ooh, this is a good word, garrulous or garrulous? Maybe it's garrulous. G-A-R-R-U-L-O-U-S. It's just talky. Oh, I am not a particularly gabby person. I am not very talkative. When I am talking, I can be very talky and gabby and quick. But in general, I'm not a very gabby person. But I know people who are quite gabby, and they can just talk and talk and talk. Do they just like to hear themselves talk? Are silences uncomfortable? Can we just sit there in silence? I get it. I understand that feeling. But in general, I'm kind of a quiet person. But you know, sometimes when we're talking about the right things, oh, I can get gabby. I can be gabby. Next is gabelle. Gabelle. G-A-B-E-L-L-E. Gabelle of the ball. Noun from the 15th century. This is a tax on salt levied in France prior to 1790. So before 1790, they were like, we need a tax on salt because everybody needs salt, and that is a good way for us to make money in the French government. So they called it a gabelle. Why did they call it a gabelle? Well, this is from the old Italian gabella, which means tax. Also from the Arabic gabata or gabala, gabela, or maybe it's a kabela. I don't know how to say the Arabic words. I assume that also means tax. So that's all it is. But tax is pretty unspecific. There's a tax is a tax is a tax. But this one is a tax on salt. So how do they know that it's a tax on salt? Was this the first tax that they had? Probably not. Gabelle, tax on salt. All right, well, I believe we are now at our very last word. It is gabardine again, G-A-B-E-R-D-I-N-E. This is a noun from 1520. I assume it's going to be very similar to the fabric that we read earlier, gabardine. It is number one, a long, loose outer garment worn in medieval times and associated especially with Jews since the 16th century. Wow, we got some good specifics there. A long, loose outer garment worn in medieval times. And the Jews were wearing these since the 1500s. A gabardine. And now we have number two. It is the synonym is the number two definition for the other gabardine, which was the fabric description. Firm, hard finish, durable fabric, etc. Okay, that was it. Congratulations for finishing the first episode of The G's, the new season of The G's. But I have to pick one as the word of the episode. Which one shall I pick? Well, what do we have here? Maybe I'll just pick Gabby as the word of the episode. I'm not feeling very Gabby today. I don't want to talk to you. Shut your face. Sometimes I'm feeling Gabby. Sometimes I like to talk. Right now, I don't. I'm going to stop this episode, but not before I tell you about a movie. I can get Gabby about movies. Great. Okay, the next movie I saw, I think I may have said a movie in a Patreon-exclusive episode, so apologies for that. I'll just mention, if I did, that was Spinal Tap 2, a very silly, fun movie with great music. But then, the next movie that we saw was Him. Him. Now, I think I'm stupid because I was convinced that this was a Jordan Peele directed movie. He did not direct this movie. Everything I saw kept on saying, Jordan Peele, blah, blah, blah. And so I just didn't pay that much attention, I guess. He did not direct it. It's a very interesting movie. It's definitely, you know, a lot of statements on sports and competition and football specifically and more. But he was a producer, different director, really some interesting stuff going on in that movie. So if you are specifically wanting a Jordan Peele directed movie, this is not that. But he did produce it. His company produced it or was one of the producers. There's always more. Anyway, interesting movie. I don't think it did that great. I don't think it was around in the theaters for very long, but interesting movie for sure. Okay, that is going to be it for the first episode of The G's. Congratulations to all involved. Wow, we had such a good time. Make sure to watch Bulbous Bouffant so you can hear a puppet say gabardine and other words. This has been Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.